This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the ongoing census exercise is not just a government task but a responsibility of all citizens and that everyone's participation is vital. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, the world's largest enumeration exercise. He added that Census 2027 will be conducted digitally with enumerators using a mobile app to record information.
जनगणना 2027 को डिजिटल बनाया गया है. सारी जानकारी सीधे डिजिटल माध्यम में दर्ज हो रही है. घर घर जाने वाले कर्मचारियों के पास मोबाइल ऐप है. वे आपसे बात करके उसी में जानकारी दर्ज करेंगे. इस बार जनगणना में आपकी भागीदारी भी आसान बनाई गई है. आप खुद भी अपनी जानकारी दर्ज कर सकते हैं.
Lauding the country's nuclear scientists, the Prime Minister said the fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam achieving criticality is a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey. He noted that the reactor has been built entirely with indigenous technology and apart from generating energy, will also produce new fuel for the future. Mr. Modi also spoke about the growing role of wind energy in powering India's progress and noted that the country has recently achieved a major milestone in this sector. Highlighting developments in the Northeast, the Prime Minister said bamboo, once considered a burden, is now driving employment, business and innovation. Top political leaders are giving a final push to sway voters in West Bengal as the high-voltage campaign for the second and the final phase of the assembly elections in the state concludes tomorrow. Voting in the state for the second phase is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Arambagh in Hooghly district and Bangaon in North 24 Parganas district today. Later, Mr. Modi held a massive roadshow in Kolkata. Speaking at Arambagh, Mr. Modi claimed ruling TMC's corruption and governance failures have pushed people to the edge. He said the resolve to remove them is now stronger than ever. Speaking at Bangaon, Mr. Modi said the BJP's commitment to ensuring women's security in Bengal is reflected in its decision to give poll tickets to one of the survivors of the violence in Sandesh Khali, Rekha Patra, and Ratna Debnath, who is the mother of the R.G. Kerr Medical College rape murder victim. He stated that farmers' welfare is a key priority of the party, adding that the BJP-led central government has doubled the minimum support price of jute, increased procurement threefold, and made jute packaging mandatory for wheat and rice, while banning single-use plastic to boost demand and support jute mills in West Bengal. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Amit Shah is also on the campaign trail in West Bengal and addressed a rally at Tehata and Ranaghat in Nodia district. Senior Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee held a rally at Purbasthali Uttar in Purba Bardhaman district. He also held a roadshow from Falta to Jagannathpur in Natun Rastar Mor. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and New Zealand will sign a free trade agreement in New Delhi tomorrow, marking a significant step towards strengthening economic ties between the two countries. Speaking during his visit to Taj Mahal in Agra with New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McClay, Mr. Goyal said the agreement was finalized after years of high-level discussions and will be signed in the presence of both leaders. The FTA aims to double bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years. India is currently witnessing severe heatwave conditions across multiple regions, with 95 of the world's 100 hottest cities located in the country, raising concerns over the impact of the rising temperatures. According to the data on global temperatures trends, both in urban and rural areas, India is experiencing record-breaking heat, making it the epicenter of a global heatwave. Temperatures in many regions have surpassed 40 degrees Celsius, with some locations reaching close to 45 degrees Celsius, marking a trend towards increasingly intense pre-summer heatwaves. Amid the rising temperatures, the India Meteorological Department has issued advisories urging people to take precautions to avoid heat-related illnesses. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have set a target of 156 runs for hosts Lucknow Super Giants at Ekana Cricket Stadium. In reply, Lucknow Super Giants were 42 for 107 overs. Earlier put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders posted 155 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.